Why does leading with soul matter?
We need to think about this because for businesses that want to evolve, if we don't have people who can lead with soul, who can stimulate adaptation in the business, it's not going to happen. The engagement won't be there. The speed of development won't be there. When we talk about soul, we can talk about poetry has soul. We can talk about a party has soul. But can we think about soul from an organizational point of view? Can we think about soul, for instance, in a customer experience?
We live in a world that is often described as VUCA, volatile, uncertain, complex, ambiguous. And in this world, leaders throughout the organization are challenged to get the full commitment and ownership of their people to drive new products, new customer experiences fast enough with new technology in such a way that they can compete with their rivals.
You go into the brand new service station with contactless card payments, and I remember one down the road from where I live, my first experience with contactless card payments. I went up there, put petrol in my car. They'd got kind of voice synthesizers on the pumps, and then when you went in to buy the stuff, the really mood lighting, incredible retail concept. And I just felt, you know, there's something missing here. So as I took my credit card and my receipt back, I just said to the person, I said, aren't you going to say thank you? She said, it's printed on your receipt.
I'm seeing many organizations that are held back not by technical problems, but by people problems.
I've actually spent the last 34 years trying to help businesses like American Express go through massive and profound culture changes in order to succeed in a modern business environment. And most recently, since 2010, my dream job, I've been helping Brighton Hove Albion make their journey from Division 2 and the Withdean Stadium to the Premier League at the American Express Community Stadium. My research had shown that people were terrified about going to this new stadium. They thought they were going to lose the soul of the club. They were passionate about it, so we just said, OK, well, you put the soul in the new one then. And we just facilitated that dialogue and that debate. 3 months in, the Football League came to audit the experience. And here's what they said. We were blown away by the friendly hospitality from every person we met. We've never seen a new build with so much soul. And in our first season, last season in Premier League, firstly, guess who came top on match day experience? We beat everyone. Leading with soul, for me, is about having leaders who ask powerful questions and listen, rather than talk a lot. And I think it was Steve Jobs who said, we don't hire great people to tell them what to do, we hire great people to tell us what to do.
Many teams and many organizations are facing their own energy crisis when it comes to operating in a VUCA world. We need leaders who can lead with soul.